You're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags.
During the storm,
we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings.
Then after the storm,
we get you the information to help you recover from the storm
and help your neighbors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Well, we welcome you into another edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Good Wednesday afternoon, already making it through the midpoint of the work week. Got the weekend to look forward to, much better weather to look forward to, a bit on the hot side though, but at least we have clear skies once again. I'm Joe, Gracie alongside. Gracie, good to see you today.
Yes.
How was it having a little bit of time to relax? You've got the Apple headphones on today, not rushing from the airport to make it today, so you look much more refreshed.
Yes, it feels better to come to work prepared.
That's right. I don't know what that's like.
Oh.
But 411 here, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate your text as we get rolling here on what has been a busy day and a lot of news to talk about here, both locally and around the world. Plenty to talk about, and here we go. Today's top three stories, starting in Washington, we have two of the IRS whistleblowers who claim the Justice Department interfered with the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden. They testified at a House hearing today.
I will also note that while the impression has been conveyed by the U.S. Attorney in Delaware that he has similar powers to that of a special counsel in this case, free rein to do as needed, that was not the case. It appeared to me, based on what I experienced, that the U.S. Attorney in Delaware in our investigation was constantly hamstrung, limited, and marginalized by DOJ officials as well as other U.S. attorneys.
That's Joseph Ziegler, a gay Democrat who worked for the IRS for over a decade. Last month, the president's son reached a deal to plead guilty in the tax and gun case and agreed to accept about 2 years probation and enter a diversion program.
Also, police are revealing new details about the mysterious disappearance and then reappearance of an Alabama woman. That's Carly Russell, who went missing last week after making a 911 call reporting she had seen a toddler walking across alongside the highway on July 13th. Police found her car, but no trace of Russell or a child. She returned to her parents' home just days later, unharmed. So police said on Wednesday that Russell claimed that she was abducted when she went to go check on the child, but they have been unable to verify her story. They also say that her search history shows that she looked up times for a bus station and information on Amber Alerts and the film Taken.
Yeah, so I watched the press conference. This started at about 2:30 our time, and the police did a very good job of outlining all of the facts that they have had up until this point. Mm-hmm. That was certainly one of the more interesting ones, was her internet search history.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be to get an Amber Alert issued? Looking up, you know, bus stations and things like that. So that was part of it. And the story, I will say, was pretty sensational and outstanding. Her story of her abduction that they haven't been able to verify. Also, she said that, they followed the when she was on the phone with when she said she was on the phone and walking, following this toddler, this baby that was walking along the side of the road. They said that her phone length that it traveled in a straight distance was like 600 yards. And he's like, I mean, the idea that a small child, a baby that would just follow along without going out into the road or, you know, crying or having anything, you know, 600 yards, that seems awfully sensational. Now the catch is right now is that the police only spoke to her once when she was found and they took her to get medical care, and then the police chief at the time said, hey, at you know, our detectives talked to her, we got her story, and then out of respect for her and, you know, wanting her to get rest and everything, they let her talk. Since then, they have not been granted the opportunity to speak to her. So kind of see where this is headed. It's unfortunate, but that's where things stand right now. 4:15, we've got one more, and actually it's a local story because if you didn't catch this in the Channel 3 update here, a pretty big one involving tenants of a local apartment complex. We'll have that right after Gracie has traffic and weather together.
Well, we do have a small patch of traffic that's westbound on I-10 right at the Alabama-Florida state line. So right near the Alabama Welcome Center, expect some delays right there. That is, again, westbound on I-10. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. We do have a couple small accidents on Davis Highway. That's going to be Davis Highway in the northbound direction, just south of East Burgess Road, but not seeing any slowdowns because of it. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. Another hot day here in Pensacola with a heat advisory in effect. Sunny skies and a high of 94. Coming up tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 77. It's 91 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. So the other top story here today, if you didn't catch it in the Channel 3 news there with Tanner at about 4 o'clock, 30 tenants, a little bit more than 30, of the Pines at Warrington Apartments now scrambling for answers, trying to find somewhere to live, and they're looking for legal help as well after they suddenly received eviction notices yesterday.
You're heartless. Heartless putting all these families out. Taking no responsibility, no accountability for this.
And she talked to Channel 3 there. According to their report, the tenants received a letter from Pensacola law firm Tidwell & Associates that said that last month's severe weather made their apartments uninhabitable and cited force majeure, a provision that frees parties from obligation due to an extraordinary event. The residents were told they had 14 days to leave. Some, if not all, of them are now looking for legal counsel to see what can be done. So, yeah, that's I don't know what I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what's right, what's not, but just trying to put myself in the position of having 14 days when rent around here is, you know, I don't know what they're paying, but, you know, trying to find something on that short of a notice. I can't even imagine what those residents are feeling right now, and I certainly feel bad for them. Mm-hmm. I hope they're able to get it resolved, whether collectively or just individually. That's just a tough situation all the way around. Other local headlines today, the FDLE providing an update on the Gulf Breeze doctor, Dr. Elaine Sharp. That case after they raided her offices last month. They say they plan to file 6 felony charges against her. She's accused of overprescribing opioids, and they plan to do so by the end of the year. According to the PNJ, there's also a civil suit filed by the state to keep $20,000 seized from Dr. Sharp. So that's the latest information there. Also, Escambia Sheriff's Office and the state medical examiner involved after a man's body was found at the Johnson Lakes Apartments this afternoon. Deputies and EMS were called there at around 1. The sheriff's office says foul play is not suspected. Also, the Escambia School Board is debating a possible revamped policy over their public comment portion of their meetings. This due in large part due to recent hot button issues like the book bans and the firing and hiring of superintendents that has led many meetings over the last several months to go well into the night. Board member Kevin Adams talking here saying it never goes well when entities try to limit the public's opportunity to speak.
Right. There's okay. Legal and there's political.
Yep.
And I tell you, I would not be in favor of limiting these speakers we have. I think they got a right to come here and talk and we stay until they get done.
So ultimately no action taken yesterday, but some of the ideas that were discussed include moving public forum to the end, allowing for 30 minutes at the beginning, or if the board is aware of a hot button issue, or if they just see, you know, 100 some odd people, and I'm just throwing out this number that was in the meeting, that the chair would have the opportunity to cut back on the amount of time that people have to speak. perhaps going from 3 minutes to two or two to one, again, just depending on the volume of speakers at a given meeting. So all of that discussed, nothing was set in stone, and Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard and the district's attorney are expected to come up with some sort of consensus policy that would be discussed at a future meeting. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. It's 4:20 right now. We'll take a break and come back with a look at our state headlines. It's a busy day on a Wednesday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID.4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
When it comes to Medicare-related plans, one size does not fit all. From plans that help cover out-of-pocket costs to comprehensive plans that include additional benefits and features, you're sure to find an option that fits your healthcare needs and your budget. Listen tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear Ricky Stewart discuss how she can help you make the right insurance choice. That's tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Sugar.
Gracie, just shy of 425. Going to get a quick look at the roads before we get our state headlines. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, halfway through the week. And, of course, we're going to get a full rundown on what's going on with the weather, which is basically nothing but a lot of sun. So on I-10, we do have a patch of slowdowns. That's westbound right near the Alabama-Florida state line, right after the Alabama Welcome Center. There's a slight patch of traffic, so just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. We do have those everyday afternoon delays throughout Windhaven Beach. If you're getting into Navarro on 98 westbound, expect slow-moving traffic throughout Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This week, we're going to be seeing really just sun all this work week, with a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow, as well as this afternoon until 7 p.m. We still have a heat advisory, a low of 77 for this evening in partly cloudy skies. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some state headlines here. The National Hurricane Center is now tracking a new tropical wave near the coast of Africa. The system is located a few hundred miles south of the Cabo Verde Islands, and it's producing showers and thunderstorms over the eastern Atlantic. Forecasters right now are giving it a 20% chance of developing over the next 7 days as it heads west towards the Caribbean.
Also, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is marking the one-year anniversary of the Florida Purple Alert Program. So since the inspection last July, 255 purple alerts have been issued and 250 people have been recovered. It's similar to amber and silver alerts. The program helps find missing adults suffering from mental, cognitive, and developmental disabilities.
Lots of curriculum rules passed by the State Board of Education today to ensure schools are in line with new state laws. Education Commissioner Manny Diaz says, rest assured, nothing's been covered up or cut out of African American history classes.
And at the high school, it goes all the way back and examines where slavery starts, the slave trade in Africa, what occurs, how it comes to America.
Board is also voting on rules banning students from using a bathroom that doesn't match their birth gender and barring teachers from asking students about their preferred pronouns.
And a federal judge is temporarily blocking a Florida law that he believes violates the rights of drag performers. U.S. District Judge Gregory Princenell denied a motion requesting his previous ruling on the bill that should apply only to the Hamburger Mary's restaurant that's in downtown Orlando, who originally filed the lawsuit. The decision is in response to a new law that creates penalties for businesses who allow children to attend adult live performances, which includes drag shows.
And it's now up to a federal judge to decide if a law targeting certain foreign land buyers can stand. The judge heard arguments yesterday from the state and those challenging Senate Bill 264. The law says Chinese citizens who are not U.S. citizens or permanent U.S. residents are limited in how much land in Florida they can buy. Plaintiffs say the law discriminates and violates federal law. Looking quickly here at some national headlines, Congressman Matt Gaetz says he'll introduce legislation to defund Jack Smith's investigation because of a lack of transparency in what he called the election interference feature. He announced that just hours after former President Trump said he received a letter from Smith's Capitol riot investigation informing him that he's the target of a grand jury probe. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian airstrikes are deliberately targeting sites used to export grain. Russia's launched missiles on the port city of Odessa for the second night in a row after pulling out of a deal reached last year that allowed for corn, grain, and other products to be shipped from Ukrainian ports. $25,000 is now being offered for information leading to an arrest in the shootings of two Birmingham firefighters last week. Governor Kay Ivey announcing the increased reward money. 28-year-old Jordan Melton was killed and Jamal Jones remains hospitalized in serious condition. A piece of key evidence in the Gilgo Beach murders is now back in New York. The Chevy Avalanche that investigators say links suspect Rex Huerman to the Gilgo killings arrived at the Suffolk County Crime Lab early this morning. It was transported from his brother's house in South Carolina. In California, new effort to legalize magic mushrooms is moving forward. The Secretary of State gave the all clear for a campaign to start gathering signatures. Nearly 547,000 are needed to get on the ballot, and volunteers are at work in every county. The initiative would not only let doctors prescribe the mushroom, but also allow people to grow it for recreational use. That's a look at what's happening around the country today. 4:30 Fox News update is coming up. When we return, NFL training camps back open. We'll tell you who's in camp today. Also, FIFA Women's World Cup starts very early tomorrow morning. And in health, business, and science notes, we have updated from Netflix dropping one of its subscription options.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A Republican-led panel today hearing testimony from two IRS whistleblowers who claim the Justice Department interfered with the tax investigation into Hunter Biden. IRS Special Agent Joseph Ziegler.
Statements Hunter Biden made in his book completely contradicted what he was deducting as business deductions on his 2018 return.
Jamie Raskin, the committee's ranking Democrat, says Republicans are on a campaign to smear the president. Israel's president spoke to members of Congress today saying he wants to make peace with Palestine.
But made clear,
one cannot talk about peace while condoning and legitimizing terror implicitly or explicitly.
Herzog says the greatest challenge the U.S. and Israel face is the Iranian nuclear program, saying Iran does not want nuclear energy for peaceful purposes.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Even with vehicle price cuts, Tesla, after today's close, reported a sharp 20% jump in second quarter profit to $2.7 billion. The electric vehicle maker also posted a strong 47% revenue jump to $24.9 billion. The top and bottom line numbers both topped expectations. Tesla shares are little changed in after-hours trading. The stock, though, has more than doubled here in 2023. Stocks did extend their winning streak to a third day and an eighth straight advance for the Dow Industrials. The blue chip Dow gained 109 points. The S&P 500 added 10, and the NASDAQ Composite edged up 4. A week from tomorrow, Amazon will report its second quarter results, and analysts at Bank of America Securities expect to see some solid numbers. They look for the e-commerce and tech giant to report an adjusted profit of $5.1 billion and revenue of $132.4 billion. Amazon shares today rose 1.9%. They've moved up a sharp 58% this year. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck Boxes. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Aaron Rodgers reported to Jets training camp today, so let the madness begin. And Rodgers isn't shying away from any of it. Whether it's his Super Bowl or bust mentality or his gallivanting around New York City, Rodgers isn't merely trying to fit in. He's trying to own a city and the entire NFL season. I'm Maggie Gray.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double-welded seams, weather-tight seals, and high-security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Joe's going to give us a quick rundown of what's going on in the sports world in just a bit. But first, of course, a look at traffic and weather together. We do still have a slight patch of delays. That's going to be on I-10 westbound right near the Alabama-Florida state line. But it is improving. It's right after you pass the Alabama Welcome Center. Other than that, we're looking pretty good with just some typical afternoon traffic. Of course, 98 westbound throughout Windhaven Beach into Navarre is going to show slow moving traffic. But 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays, as well as I-110 throughout Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's a traffic line number. Definitely a hot week here in Northwest Florida. We're going to get the whole rundown of what's going on in the world of weather with WEAR.
That was stupid. It wasn't stupid. I like it. We're going to use that from now on. That's how it's branded.
Okay, cool.
The hot weather with rain-free conditions will be continuing. Advisories are posted once again for Thursday. Highs are going to be up there, mid to low 90s, and those heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. So really not much of a chance for rain, but it looks like eventually we'll see a change. As we head into the weekend, we're expecting some scattered showers and thunderstorms. As for overnight lows, upper 70s to around 80. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
If you think about it, it's exactly what we are, a world of weather.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so
I think
it makes sense.
Absolutely. It's
like
perfect...
Started saying weather and then what came out instead. And
you just went with it.
I just went with it, yeah.
I like it. The world of weather. Very good. Looking at the sports world right now, a lot of baseball games in progress or final already. So we have the Cardinals and the Marlins done. 6-4 win for the Cardinals. Also, the Rays lost to the Rangers 5-1. The Orioles beat the Dodgers 8-5. A little bit later on, 6:20 start time, the Braves hosting the Diamondbacks. They had a bizarre game yesterday. I think it was 15-13 was the final score. A lot of high scores around Major League Baseball yesterday. In progress, the Athletics leading the Red Sox 6-5, and the Astros lead the Rockies 4-0. NFL training camp officially opening. Rookies and veterans for the New York Jets are now in camp. They, along with the Cleveland Browns, are playing in the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd. The Browns will start camp on Friday. Everybody else will be in camp starting next week. Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend dropped her massive $30 million lawsuit against his estate. Erica Herman filed the lawsuit last year, alleging that Woods violated the Landlord-Tenant Act by tricking her into vacating their shared home when they split up. Herman says she and Woods had an oral agreement allowing her to stay at the house for an additional 5 years when they broke up. She claims in 2022, Woods told her they were going on a vacation, but after she packed a bag and went to the airport, he had the locks changed. Women's World Cup 2023 is kicking off in the very early morning hours tomorrow. Co-host New Zealand will take on Norway in the opening match that starts at 2 a.m. our time, and the other co-host, Australia, plays in the second match starting at 5. The U.S. women's national team takes on Vietnam. Their first match is on Friday night. Health, business, and science notes today. The National Air and Space Museum is showing off two new astronaut Barbies. The dolls were donated after returning from the International Space Station. They flew there last year as part of a mission to encourage young girls to pursue careers in space. Three other Barbies are also on display, including one that celebrates the moon landing.
Also, the rejection rate for loan applicants jumped to 21% in the 12 months through June. So the highest level in 5 years. That's the highest level in 5 years. According to the Fed survey, which is published every 4 months, overall credit applications declined to the lowest level since October of 2020. The rejection has been broad-based across age groups and the highest among those with credit scores below 680.
Happy National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate the staple of cookouts everywhere, and that means that there will be plenty of specials and deals to be found. Retailers like Target have specials, also restaurants like Sonic as well, so make sure you check around.
Also, Meta is unveiling AI technology to rival ChatGPT. The tech giant's large language model will be available for free use, just like OpenAI's counterpart. So the program Llama 2 is a joint effort with Microsoft.
A new report says nearly 800,000 Americans die or become disabled each year after being misdiagnosed. The report from Johns Hopkins University estimates around 370,000 of those patients die from their misdiagnosis. Over 420,000 are permanently disabled. The lead author of the report calls it a public health emergency.
That is really disturbing.
Yeah.
Joe teased this a little bit earlier, but Netflix is ditching their cheapest basic ad-free option. So the basic plan was $10 per month and didn't include ads. The option is no longer available for rejoining or new members. So current subscribers who have this plan won't be impacted unless they change their plan or they cancel it and want to try to get it again. So this comes after the streaming giant started cracking down on their password sharing.
Doctors say it's okay to wait for the weekend for a good heart workout if you're too busy during the week. The Journal of the American Medical Association says people who work out during the weekend saw heart failure risk drop by 38% compared to 36% of regular exercisers. Doctors say the main message is adults should still get at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per week.
So if you didn't want to work out during the week and you had enough energy to work out.
I think that's what it's saying. It's like, hey, do whatever you want Monday through Friday, and then Saturday just go all out for 150 minutes, and then you're actually living healthier than the people that exercise every day. I took away from it. Am I wrong on that? Probably.
No, I think that is, but I don't think I can exercise on Saturday or Sunday.
You know, yeah. I mean, I think I could do if I woke up early enough Saturday.
Yeah.
I could get it out of the way. But by the way, you don't know this yet because you were gone Monday. So as of Monday, I'm a new person.
Oh, goodness.
So I am eating healthy-ish. Mm-hmm. And I have started a regular exercise. A buddy of mine, he operates a CrossFit gym. He is personally training me.
Ooh.
So working out with him a couple of times a week. So I am big into the health stuff right now. I am just, you know, my body is a temple.
Yeah.
And I'm treating it as such. And it has been very hard this week because Monday, John and I covered the story of the Hostess mashup with Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Sitting out, today's National Hot Dog Day, and sitting outside in the kitchen area of the radio station right now are just the biggest blueberry muffins imaginable.
Goodness.
And blueberry muffins are my favorite. So far, I am winning the battle. I have gotten my walk in today. Ooh. I worked out yesterday. I walked on Monday, so I'm feeling pretty good right now. But man, it's been a tough 3 days because the world is just throwing everything at me and seeing how I respond.
Well, what's the saying? God gives their toughest battles to their toughest soldiers or something like that.
I am, yes.
So just don't let the blueberry muffins tempt you too bad. So in pop culture news, we're actually going to get a quick look at pop culture after traffic on the fives. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton looking good. Your typical afternoon traffic leaving Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre that is going to, you know, be seeing some delays in the westbound direction. But if you see anything else on the road slowing down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Going to get a quick look at weather. We do still have a heat advisory in effect till 7 p.m. with a low of 77 tonight. It's partly cloudy skies tonight. It is 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, players around the country have a chance to win a $1 billion jackpot tonight's Powerball. Meanwhile, still no grand prize winner for the Mega Millions last night, so that jackpot is now up to around $720 million. Do we get two jackpots with at least a billion, or do you think somebody wins before then?
I kind of feel like no one's going to win today because I didn't buy a ticket.
Okay.
But yeah, I think if someone does win, I think it's going to be one winner getting the whole thing. I don't know why, but I feel like that. An investigation's going on in Los Angeles right now after trees were trimmed in a spot where actors and writers were planning to picket. So trees were trimmed in a street bordering the Universal Studios last week. Some striking actors and writers believe it was done intentionally to discourage them from picketing by taking away their shade in the heat.
A few stories right in Gracie's wheelhouse. The first, yeah. Jason Aldean is getting backlash for his new video.
Stomp on the flag and light it up.
So Try That in a Small Town is the song and the video that's causing an uproar. The song was released in May, and it's about small town values clashing with urban protests. The new video came out Friday, and it's already been pulled from CMT programming. The video shows recent protest footage that includes people burning the American flag and attacking police. Aldean posted a statement on Twitter saying that since the video came out, he's been accused of being racist.
Yeah, I saw that. He posted a big thing on his Instagram as well, saying, uh-huh. In the video has nothing to do with race. The song's been out for forever. This isn't fake news footage. This is real footage that people showed online or on the news. So, yeah, I don't know. And Jason Aldean and his wife, they're really open about their political views. So it's like, it's not that surprising.
Okay.
So.
I didn't know that.
I don't know,
good context there.
Yeah. So we'll see if this, how this goes for Jason Aldean. But Taylor Swift, also some news coming out of her concert coming this weekend. Well, Taylor Swift's going to be the mayor of Santa Clara for the weekend. So the Santa Clara mayor announced that the Swiftie Clara proclamation yesterday, heading towards her upcoming Eras Tour stop.
This evening, we present a proclamation to rename our city to Swiftie Clara and name Taylor Swift as honorary mayor on July 28th and 29th.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, the mayor knows like how much money is coming in to the hotels and restaurants and everything like that. So I understand why they did it. Finally, the rumor mills are swirling about Trouble in Paradise for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Maybe even taking some time apart to figure things out. The not-so-always-reliable Radar Online quotes a source saying, Harry doesn't fit in Meghan's tacky Tinseltown world. An insider tells Page Six, though, that any speculation of a breakup is false and it's totally made up. Where do you stand on this? Do you think that there are valid reasons why these rumors are all of a sudden coming out, or do you think this is a bunch of nothing?
I mean, I think it's really possible they could have some problems. I mean, that I feel like I'm not married, but I feel like marriages have problems, especially when you're in the spotlight. I don't see them really getting divorced. But I mean, if they're like maybe taking some time or maybe one person's going on a trip to get some space, I could see that totally being true.
I did see that Harry was going to be going by him. Now, they have young children, of course. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but I know that Harry is looking into or scheduled to shoot another documentary over in Africa. And then he is doing that alone. I mean, I don't know what the kid's school situation is, if they, you know, have homeschool or if they just, you know, have pay people to come in and do that. But so maybe that's fueling some of this, but pretty interesting nonetheless. 4:51 right now, final break this hour. Coming back, some wacky and weird headlines, including Joe Exotic. Yes, he's in prison, but he's also a presidential candidate. What? That's coming back. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and it's always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on hurricane preparedness, summer safety, and back-to-school physicals. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at @HealthyEscambia.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
Eight people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge running smoothly. Everyday afternoon slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach into Navarre. Again, that's westbound, definitely still present. If you see anything else on the roads, have any other details, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. It is still going to be hot here all week long with the heat advisory going in effect for tomorrow, as well as one still in effect for tonight till 7 p.m. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 77 for tonight. 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. So very bizarre story coming out of Tacoma, Washington this week, where a glitch on the DoorDash app sent delivery drivers to somebody's house.
So we've had cars pulling in and out of our driveway for the past 2 weeks.
About 30 drivers by now.
What's happening is our house is pinned as a Popeyes restaurant that's new.
So people are ordering Popeyes on the app, and for 2 weeks the drivers are showing up at their house thinking that's where the pickup is. They called DoorDash multiple times, but were told they didn't have the resources to fix it. So eventually they reached out to their local TV station. The station called DoorDash, and then magically they did follow through with fixing it there. I do have actually some experience with the pain points of the DoorDash app. My apartment complex on the DoorDash app is very confusing, where it sends people to the neighborhood behind it. Mm-hmm. So when I order through DoorDash, or in my previous life when I did.
Not after Monday.
I would just, as loud and as obnoxiously bold letters as possible, say, it is not this neighborhood. It is the apartments on, you know. And, you know, my success rate was about 75% of people reading that message and not going back to the neighborhood. But so I understand the frustration there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised the wife didn't start maybe trying to learn how to fry some chicken up and just put in a Popeyes bag or something. But yeah. I'm glad it got fixed for them. A weird story coming out of Georgia. Well, a 19-year-old in Georgia was arrested for doing donuts. He did it right in front of the police station. A guy of the name of James Brown has no relation to the singer. He was charged with reckless driving, and it seems to be a pattern for him because he has two other incidents on his record for the same offense.
Right in front of the police station. Yes. It was at night, not in broad daylight, but still very close to the camera. And they had no problem making the connection there. Make way for the Tiger King on the 2024 presidential ballot. The campaign of Joseph Maldonado, better known as Joe Exotic, announced that it had raised the needed funds to get on the presidential ballot in New Hampshire. Maldonado says he's running as a Democrat. Currently, he's serving a 21-year federal prison sentence on charges including a murder-for-hire plot against rival wildlife park operator Carol Baskin.
That is nuts. He's crazy.
I mean, listen, we have a president, or a former president, who's running for president, who is now staring at a third indictment in the face. So, I mean, stranger things have happened.
What's the connection to New Hampshire? Do you know?
That's where he's from? I don't know that off the top of my head. I mean, New Hampshire, one of the early states. So maybe, hey, if there's enough support for Joe Exotic in New Hampshire, maybe that can lead to getting qualified in other states as well in further primaries.
Craziness. Well, another crazy story coming out of Japan Airlines. They've launched a new service that allows foreign tourists and business travelers to rent clothes from them. That's right. It's as little as $28 for up to 2 weeks. You can minimize your luggage as possible, and it's the anywhere. Travelers can rent up to 8 items in 3 different sizes. They did make sure to say that the service does not include underwear.
Yes, that's important.
It is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, going to get an update from WEAR and come back with all your local stories, state, nationals, and of course pop culture and some wacky stuff too. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.